We're joined by Matt Forte, joining us now, superstar running back of the Chicago Bears, and he joins us now in the attack. Good morning, Matt. Bob Black, Joe Spano, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You know, we were talking about, there was a report.
Brendan Iambadejo had talked about playing on a team, and before one of his Super Bowl appearances, and he didn't say which one, that a bunch of his teammates were smoking pot. He didn't really pass much of an opinion. He just made the statement and let it be known. So, you know, and we've heard a lot of this with the thought process on medicinal pot in, you know, being okay in professional football, and some coaches are for it, and a lot of players are for it. So I guess before we get into the FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Year awards, we wanted to get your take on marijuana use within the NFL, for, against, is it prevalent? You know, those sort of things.
I mean, I don't use it, so, I mean, I don't really care about it. But as far as other people using it, if it's affecting them negatively, then, you know, I don't think they should use it. And, I mean, it is a drug, but people think, oh, it's just marijuana, it doesn't do anything or whatever. But marijuana is kind of a gateway drug, which can lead to other usage of other things. So, you know, if you're a professional athlete and, you know, a lot of kids and people look up to you, that's not setting a good example if you're doing stuff like that.
Okay, and I think you make a great point. And I guess as one member of a 53-man roster, you're upholding your end of the bargain. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I guess you're expecting the other 52 members of your team to uphold their end of the bargain as well, and that means not getting high, I guess.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, especially if this is affecting your player or what you do as a daily for your job. So, I mean, I'm definitely not an advocate for it, or, you know, to be for it.
Fair enough. Talk to us a little bit about the FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Year awards.
Yeah, I'm you know, honored to be a part of it and to be one of the nominees for the FedEx Ground Player of the Year. And I'm actually even more honored that FedEx is helping support future business leaders today. And they helped them by donating $1 million to a junior achievement. And that funding will help to educate the next generation of entrepreneurs to help grow and start their own small businesses. And you know, in this economy, we need that type of stuff today.
No question about it. You know, you had another terrific year, as always, and I've always been of the opinion and have discussed it on this show, as you go, so go the Chicago Bears. Talk a little bit about Mark Trestman coming in, adapting to the new system, and where the Bears go from here.
Yeah, it was such a blessing to have Mark Trestman come in as our coach and, you know, revamp our offense around. And Phil Emery did a great job of, you know, getting great players in the free agency and in the draft, especially on the offensive line, to, you know, sure that up. And our offensive line is kind of the soul of our offense. You know, nobody really talks about them. They talk about, you know, me, Brandon, Alshon, and Jay, and all that. But our offensive line is the main piece that helps us go with, you know, those guys up front with Jermon and Matt Slauson, Kyle Long and Jordan Mills and Roberto. So, you know, I'm just glad we had those guys up front solid. And they were, I think, second in the league and not giving up sacks, and also did great in the run game. So, you know, Coach Trestman coming in did a great job for us with, you know, the play calling and putting us in the best position to make good plays on the field.
You know, it had to be a bit of a bittersweet year. You guys overcame a lot, injuries to Cutler, a lot of injuries on defense, and you really had a chance to make the playoffs. You come up a little bit short. That's the bitter side. On the sweet side, we've talked a lot about this offense. The improvement on the offensive line, coupled with the emergence of Alshon Jeffrey, took you guys and made you one of the league's most explosive and deep and talented offenses. Talk about the emergence of Alshon Jeffrey and what it meant to everybody else around that offense, and how it made you guys go from solid offense to truly explosive and dynamic.
Yeah, Alshon came along well this year. We saw flashes of it his rookie year before he had to miss a few games with a hand injury. But, you know, throughout the offseason, he worked with Brandon and dropped a little weight. And he's you know, he's definitely getting serious and wants to be a great receiver. And he has a great role model in front of him, which is Brandon Marshall, so who's one of the best. So he has the best role model he can possibly have at the position, teaching him every day. So, you know, he had no choice but to get better this year. And he's doing a great job for us, and I just hope he continues to do that.
As all intelligent running backs do, you give credit to your offensive line immediately. Talk about what it was like to finally run behind an offensive line that could grade some road for you.
Yeah, those offensive line did a great job this year, and they love running the ball. And early in the year, we kind of had to figure out what kind of team we wanted to be, if we were balanced or run heavy or pass heavy. And, you know, we just kind of figure out what we do well and what runs we run well. So it kind of took a little while. Started off slow, but we picked it up in the end. And, you know, those guys were creating holes for me to run through and, you know, let me do my job once I got into the secondary.
You know, it was interesting for the first time in a long time. Talk about role reversal. The offense had to kind of carry the defense for a little bit. If you look at Chicago's defense, it's not what it was. Did you see signs at the end of the year that there were some young players starting to come on that side of the football?
Yeah, you know, it was a tough year for them. We had a ton of injuries with those guys. A lot of starters went out, and a lot of veteran guys, too, missed a lot of games. So, you know, we had a lot of guys who had to try to step up and get a lot of game experience, rookies that were in there starting for a lot of games. So hopefully that will improve them for this year coming up, that they got a lot of game experience under their belt. But they definitely struggled with the injuries.
I guess you guys expect that experience of those young guys to pay some dividends later on, and that means as soon as next year, along with reinforcing the troops.
Yeah, you know, young guys, you don't really expect them. You know, it's very rare that, you know, guys come out and, as a rookie and they just, you know, at the top of their game or you know, play like a veteran. So, you know, for them to get that type of experience right now, they're doing very well.
Matt, you didn't get to see either of these two teams that are in New York for Super Bowl 48 up close and personal. We've got about a minute left or so. What are your thoughts on this game, on this matchup, and who do you like ultimately coming out on top in Super Bowl 48?
It's a good matchup. You know, Seattle has a solid offense with, you know, Russell Wilson making plays around with his feet and with his arm. And they got a lot of weapons, too, with Marshawn running the ball. And their defense is, you know, one of the tops in the league. So they're going against Peyton Manning, who has all the weapons that he has. So it should be a good matchup. But me being as an offensive guy, I'm going to have to go with Peyton Manning and his high-powered offense.
Very good, Matt. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Enjoy the off season, and best of luck in the FedEx Ground Player of the Year Awards contest, and best of luck going forward in 2014 and beyond.
All right, thank you.